Hey Troopers, just want to take a second and tell you about our friends over at Team LTD. They are a lifestyle brand that do custom apparel. We actually just got our Patreon shirts, the debacle, done by them, and let me tell you, the process was completely easy, the shirts came out amazing, everything we wanted and more. And if you're interested in custom team or custom event shirts, you can check them out. Their site is teamltd.com. That's TEAMLTD.com for all your custom apparel needs.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name is Jay Shalansky, and joining me as always is the critter of your heart. It's Evan Bulris.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great, Evan. Evan.
Yes.
You are officially an RPQ winner. You have a ticket to Worlds. What are you going to do next, buddy?
Well, I've never won anything like this before.
Mm-hmm.
After all my years of chasing X-Wing, never got anywhere. I don't know. I'm looking for the... Now that the RPQs are done, the next thing set your sights on is the primes.
Yeah,
what they're calling them now. Primes.
Yeah.
So we have a prime in January.
Two. There's two. There's one at Just Games and at Millennium Games.
Okay. Yeah. Jeez. So.
And LVO.
Just yeah. Well, I can go to the two Rochester ones
right.
Anyway. So I guess just get ready for the new clone units. Hopefully they give me some more options, and just keep taking clones around.
Yeah, I think. I think this weekend the fix was in for Evan. I think he may have sent some of his friends up early to scope the terrain, maybe set some traps for some of the humans
all
there.
All my marsupial brethren.
Yeah. So if you didn't listen to Scoundrels, Evan, go ahead and tell our listeners the story of what was going on.
Okay. So, I went to the Hood Goblin RPQ. Unfortunately, due to renovations in their store, they were unable to have it in their store, so they had to move to another location. The next location happened to be a horse riding farm, which, you know, I was with my buddy Connor, and we were driving up, and we missed, like, one Tim Hortons, just super packed, and Tim Hortons is the reason to go to Canada for me. It's so good. It's like, oh, we'll go to the one by the place. There's got to be one by the place. Nope. It was in the middle of the environment. and when we drove up, they had ropes across the road to the actual little place. And I'm like, this can't be it. So another couple guys drove up. I'm like, is this for the Legion event? And I'm like, I think so. And then one of the guys caught waves over. He's like, yeah, come on up here. Wait. They got to put all the horses through. So a whole bunch of horses ran across the driveway. And so we got in there. And it was... It looked like one of those half metal tube buildings.
Kind of like old
bomb shelter
utility
kind of
sheds.
Yeah, and it was actually super nice in there. It was well heated. They had a full kitchen. They were cooking food for lunch. They were, you know, giving drinks and snacks out.
Yep.
It was actually a ton of fun. So, you know, at first I'm like, oh God, what did I sign up to? And I got in there and I'm thinking, oh wow, this is pretty rad. All their tables were super awesome. Like the Hooded Goblin has some awesome terrain. Apparently they're a miniature store first and everything else second. So all the tables had like great line of sight blocking.
Oh, good.
Really built well. And as to Jay's point earlier, one of the guys goes, oh God, is that a possum? And then we look over and there's like baby possums just kind of like walking over people's like bags on the side. And one of the guys like, yeah, they just kind of live under the stove, like under the wood, they've kind of become like house pets. So there's just like possums that were just kind of, it was funny because, you know, this guy like walks up, he's like, I don't know what to do. The girl who was working there walks up, he's like, just grab by the tail and move it. It's fine. He's, you know, everyone's like real like sketchy. He's like, just grab it by the tail and move it. We're like, oh God, possum. Right. So that was, honestly, it was a blast. They did a really good event. They had a ton of just door prizes. And during the event, I came in, I went 4-0. Luke Cook also went 4-0, so he got first.
Of course he did.
I know, right? The one time I go 4-0, Luke Cook shows up.
Yeah, and goes 4-0 as well. You guys don't even face each other.
No,
yeah.
And he has a better strength schedule than I do.
Right.
Luckily, he already had an invite, so the invite passed down to me. Then his father got third, I believe. So Chris Cook came in third.
Did he get 4-0 or was it 3-1?
3-1.
3-1, okay.
And then I won best sportsmanship.
Yeah, you got the trophy.
Which is actually a really rad trophy.
Yeah, we're starting a Fifth Trooper trophy shelf here. And so he's got this really cool hooded goblin, basically. Yeah, trophy. It's real neat.
That was really, they 3D printed a really nice trophy, so that's super cool.
I bet you if you wanted, I don't know if you do, but if you wanted, we could, you could probably paint that.
Get like that painted up.
Spray
yeah.
it up and paint it.
That'd be cool.
That would be very cool.
To actually get that like done. So I won best sportsmanship.
Yep.
Which was actually a surprise to me. Because I wasn't like grousing hard.
That doesn't surprise me.
I just didn't think I was gonna win that. So that was a lot of fun. Met a lot of cool fans up there.
Yep.
You know, next time we do a call show, I definitely want you to call and talk about the event, because that was fun. That was just a good time.
I'm glad you went. I'm glad you got 4-0. I'm glad you got the invite. That's great. You know, so
it was a little bittersweet finally going 4-0 and not getting the trophy.
Yeah,
at RBQ, like that was a little I was happy that I got. I was really there for the world's invite. Like that was the number one thing. But the one time I finally do it. Right, out of all the games I've ever played of Fantasy Flight that I've like chased all over the place, I finally go undefeated and then it's like second.
Let me ask you this. If they offered up a playoff, would you have taken it night?
No. Because it was 9 o'clock by the time that came around and I had a 4-hour drive ahead of me.
So this is coming in, this is what we did at Northeast Open, and this is what LVO is facing. Like it's hard to get around strength of schedule in one day.
Yeah.
Because 4 rounds takes up a whole day. And then, so you got to go to a second day. So, like, LVO is doing, there's a Friday and then a Saturday. And then on Sunday is the finals to get a true winner. And it's good, I guess, on one hand, because, you know, the invite didn't get burnt. It got passed down to you, which is great. But on the other hand, it kind of sucks because it's like, you won, but you didn't. You know what I mean? Like, you did your job. You went 4-0. You won every single one of your games. But then Luke Cook, the world champion, magically just does better than you because of his strength of schedule, right? Like,
yeah,
it's just
so,
like, come on.
You know, he did face harder opponents. That's why
his
schedule
yeah.
works. But on the other hand, it is a little bit of a feels bad because my opponents were out of my control.
Right.
Right. Like I had no say in who I played, so I couldn't say, well, give me
guys.
You
give me Luke Cook and you give me him now.
Unfortunately, Luke had to play his dad like round two. Every time.
Like, it's so funny. Whenever we play tournaments with them, generally Chris and I are matched up like round one or round two, and then Luke and him are matched up right after that. Like, it's unbelievable.
It's that was kind of sad. But unfortunately, if it was round one, then you can kind of like jumble stuff around because it doesn't matter. Like, you play him, you play him. But round two, like, you've. Like it already kind of like set in. So
right.
I definitely recommend checking out the Hooded Goblin. That was a great event. They were super fun guys to play around. And hopefully we'll next time they do an event, we'll be up there to play them.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I'm glad you went and had a good time. It sounds like there was how many people again?
26 players. I think they had like 28 to 30 signed up for it. So that's why they had to move.
Right.
And originally they were going to do 2 days. To try to get the full thing, but they only had like 12 signups when they did that. So we moved it to one day and it like almost sold out.
Which is crazy because I wonder if the same people who wouldn't sign up for 2 days are the people who would complain about it only being one day.
Yeah, you know, it was the bummer was, you know, Luke and I, what really should quotes happened is Luke and I should have played to see who.
Yeah,
who was the definitive thing? But I was talking to him, and I think we're just gonna do a stream game here, at some point, and just have him come out, and we'll do like who really won the Hooded Goblin event. He was playing Dooku Grievous.
Ooh, that's cool.
Yeah. Dooku Grievous and droids, and I went Rex Obi.
Yeah. So tell everybody your list that you played there.
Yep, I did Rex and Obi. I put together Rex that night before. I was with my buddy Connor, and we both bought. I'm like, buy me a copy of Rex before you leave Syracuse. So we put him together that night in the hotel, and we were reading his cards that night. Because I don't believe they did a full preview article for either of these.
Nope.
Yeah, I know like the cards were spoiled, and we knew, but like for example, Rex's Take That Clankers. It's specifically like the guy has to have a name and a face-up order. He can't like pull a name. Like there's some stuff that you really got to read to make sure I didn't want to assume anything, right? So I was reading through all the cards and we're doing everything. So my list was I switched it prior, but my list was Rex with Strict Orders and Recon Intel, Obi with Aggressive Tactics and Force Reflexes, 2Z6 with a 5th Trooper, and then 4 DC-15s. And that was exactly 800 points. It was 4 rounds. I played 2 Rebel, 2 Imperial. Yep. So it was like a good run.
Let me ask you this. Were you and Luke the only ones playing Clone Wars?
There was 2 to 3 other clones, but no other droids.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Other CIS.
Yeah.
My buddy Connor's playing clones, and I believe there's 2 other folks doing clones there. Mm. You know, and it was, you know, I had a couple people after listening to the Scoundrels today reach out to me, and they were like very happy that I won with clones. Like,
yeah.
And it shows like there's hope, right? Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying I'm the champion of clones, nowhere near that, but I'm saying like I gave them hope because like you can do it, right? Like, it does not just like feel like, because before Rex came out, man, it felt bad
to play
clones. Holy smokes.
I mean, I think a lot of us who pontificate about this stuff, right, are sitting here going, they are not ready. Clones are not ready. Droids are the ones that are closer to ready, but clones are not ready. So yeah, it's good to hear that you can do a 4-0 with clones. It's really encouraging.
Yeah, so it's so you know, I'm glad that I gave people like hope that you can do it. Like, keep playing clones, keep getting the reps in, because the stuff will get better. I think, you know, maybe a couple maps are in my favor, couple dice rolls are in my favor.
Yeah, I mean, that's all Legion games.
Yeah, I know, but it's still like, it, you know, all my games, like, nothing really had wild dice variants until my last one when gosh, I forgot his name already. I'll have to. It's on a BCP or Best Coast Pairings app, but you can see who got matched
they
up.
They use
for the day.
Best Coast Pairing?
Yeah.
Wow.
And
that may be the only Legion game I've ever heard of that used Best Coast Pairing.
So they use Best Coast Pairing for it. And my last game ended, we each had 4 models on the table, and it was down to the wire, man. Yeah. It was like, I thought I had it, and then he rolled up with Imperial Guard, and my Obi and rolled like 8 hits. Just straight. Oh, it was like everybody hit full hits, and I was, you know, I was grousing a little bit. I'm like, oh my gosh, what? And then Krennic rolls up, rolls a crit, and then 2 surges, so 3 crits. I'm like, what is going on right now?
Dude, that's crazy.
So I got, you know, it was kind of nuts, but it was like such a close game. So, no, every game was like real close, real great opponents, really fun time. You know, our boy Jeremy was there, and he was having a good time. So it was good, man. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's good. That's good to hear. And like I said, I just want to make it clear to everyone that I'm pretty sure Evan won because of the possums. I'm pretty sure he called his friends ahead of time and had all his little creature friends show up, you know, and throw everyone off. I swear to God, that's what happened.
One of our listeners, Anthony, he like slept there the night before. He helped set him up, and then he woke up to like possums looking at him at night. Like, they're just a family of possums staring at him. So it was it was a good time, man. Like, it was one of the best Legion events I've been through, because it was, everything was like pre-set up, right? It was like, to me, it was on par of Just Games.
Yeah.
Where like you went, like all the tables were set up already. You know, the people were trying, you know, like
it's unfortunate really that's our level of acceptance, is where we're like, you set up the tables?
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, normally,
this is the greatest place in the world.
Normally it's, you know, you or I, like, or a couple of other locals. Just
even at large
boxes,
events, right? It's like,
oh, geez, last year Adepticon.
Adepticon, right. We set up the tables at Adepticon, or helped with a bunch of people, but like they weren't ready for us. Like, it's just, it's crazy.
And so it was, it gives me hope that some of these stores really care. And I hope people show up to support those stores. You know?
Well, I think it's people that care. I don't know if the stores per se care, but if they have either the owner or like the owner of Just Games, Matt, he's great, or like one of the employees who's in charge of that who actually cares about Legion. I think the problem is right now, and I think we're getting there, we're starting to earn respect. But even look at like locally, right? Like all the 40K guys, when we were first playing, like, whatever, dude, whatever. But now they're looking at it going, whoa, this game is super cool. And like now they're like taking notice of Legion.
Yeah.
And hopefully that starts to happen more, and it starts to build a rep, and that, you know, people start to take it serious.
Yeah. No, it was good, man. Good time overall. The 4-hour drive on the way back was a little dicey. Because I was, you know, we slept pretty good the night before.
So you probably, when I got back to like 2:33,
I got back
right?
like 1 in the morning. Oh yeah, 1:30. Yeah, it was Didn't want to spend another $100, so just drive all the way back.
Well, that's good, man. Congratulations. I'm proud of you, boy. I'm proud of you.
That was good. I'm glad I did it.
You done the network proud.
Well, to me, it's like I did it with a faction that people said couldn't do it, and that makes me happy because I feel bad because people would reach out to me and be like, how do you play clones right now, man? Just miserable. And I'm like, just wait.
Carefully.
And it's just like... And so you can do it. And like my dice were average. Like,
right.
I didn't really have crazy, like, I mean, one time I had an E-Web on like my third game, one shot a whole group of clones. Like it just happens.
Dude, E-Webs are so good. I love E-Webs.
Like five hits and five misses and that was it. So it's just, if you're playing one of these new factions and you're feeling kind of bad, just hang in there, get the reps in, your good stuff will come.
Yeah.
You're still real early in the game, and just keep plotting, man. Like it,
right.
By the time all the good stuff comes and people want to jump in that bandwagon, you'll have so many reps with it that you'll just be able to add it in.
So I have a confession to make here.
Yeah.
So I know you just wanted to end that on a positive, but I'm going to spin it into a negative real quick here.
Do it.
I honestly, the longer the time passes, the less and less I care about Clone Wars.
That's fine.
I have zero interest. Like, I thought maybe droids, and I still have some interest in droids. Like, I'm waiting to see what comes out after the I'm interested in the tank
current release stuff.
And then I don't. After that, I kind of like
B2 battle droids.
Yeah, B2s. They look okay.
Super battle droids.
But like, I'm not like terribly excited. Like, I'm honestly incredibly excited about Empire. Like the Empire,
what do they have that's even been announced?
So the
just Vader right now,
Operative Vader is exciting to me. Dewbacks, which come out this week, are exciting to me.
Yeah.
The expansion pack that has the Pintle in it is exciting to me. Like, I think there's a lot of stuff coming out and we haven't had a lot of time with the points change to like really like dig in and like create new lists and stuff. And I've honestly, dude, every day I'm making a new list for Empire, like retooling lists and looking at new things going, oh, whoa, this is super cool. Oh, whoa, this is super cool. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really, really excited about what's to come.
Yeah, I guess because the Rebel and the Imperial, unit add-ons didn't really do anything for me because they already have so many options. Like, you've got three sets of different core choices, let alone that it's the new factions add-on that excite me because it's actually, you need stuff. Like, you need those shotguns pretty bad to get rid of those Z6. You need the rockets so the clones can actually fight a vehicle. Like, my next list is like two rockets, two shotguns, two DC-15s.
Yeah.
And that all fits in with an extra trooper on each, like the two shotguns and Rex and Obi. But like, they need it, right? Where the Rebels and the Imperial don't need it. It's just like cool extra stuff.
No, right. So you guys are still kind of in the beginnings of building your lists and your armies out and, you know, getting new items. But I feel like Empire, specifically for me personally, and I've always had an affinity for the Empire since we began, right? Like, since I began the podcast, since I began playing, I was an Empire player. I just knew it in my bones. Like, it just felt right. Even before they started getting some, you know, more range stuff, but it just always felt good to me. But I am so excited about building lists with the Empire. I mean, it's in a good way. Like, okay, so this time last year, I was kind of freaking out because I didn't have a list yet for LVO. Like, I was going to LVO and then I was going to Adepticon. I didn't have a list. I was still working it out. But I'm in that same predicament again, but in a positive way. Does that make sense? Where I'm like so excited about all the list possibilities that I could put together that it's overwhelming a little bit now in a good way.
Yeah, like, if you're one of the two OG factions, I mean, you still have a ton to look forward to, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's, like, unfortunately, my favorite unit in Rebels was Fleets, right? Yeah. And they're in a weird spot because, like, the cores actually have a lot of guns that pretty good. Maybe you don't need Fleets. Like, unfortunately, like, whereas the Imperial, like, all of their cores still see considerable play, right?
Yeah, I think snows have dropped off a little bit, but I've been trying to bring them back with a Vader list because I think snows are still
great. I mean, steady is a super powerful keyword, right?
Yeah. And then that flamethrower. Oh god, still I love good. That thing.
Still good with frags, even like to get search crit, like it's still good. So I feel like, you know, the new stuff is cool, don't get me wrong. Like I still like wanna look at the cards and read it, and I'm excited for new stuff to be added in the game. But I'm more like I'm just kind of in this waiting zone until the new factions actually get some, like, I put my stuff on the table and I feel like I had choices besides this is just the best of the three things I had.
So barring anything nuts in the original two factions, you think you're just clones from here on out?
Yeah. I'm the new are cool. Like, you know, there's that that post I got put up and down about Aiden, and the post I got put up and down, like the weird, like, oh, on a French website deep in there. About you know, Cassian, like, who knows if that's real or not. But, like, those are cool. Like, I'd like to see a Jin, if Cassian was real, like, Jin Cassian Pathfinder list, right?
Right.
Like, that's cool, right? That's super fun and thematic, and I'm hoping he has, like, secret mission, like, R2-D2, right? So you could do, right. like, you know, deep deploy, you know, like, that might be fun to play. I might go back to Rebels for that, just because it's cool, like, right? It's, because right now, Imperial has a full Scarif list, right? We made one, actually.
Right. Well, and
for our Patreons.
Rebels have a Hoth list.
They have a Hoth list.
I actually made a really cool one. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
I'm pretty excited about this. And not to get Netflix. But not to get too ahead, but this kind of ties in with, so recently, this week actually, we launched a new blog series on our blog. If you want to check it out, and what we're doing is, hold on, I'm just loading up the pages here. So what we've decided to do is our buddy, Ben, he actually called into our live cast last week. He wrote this story that I'll talk about in a little bit that featured in our Patreon. But then we took his story. We basically what we did was we wrote Ben a list. We gave him a list and we said, all right, write a story about this for our Patreon subscribers for this giveaway, that a reward level that we did for them. But then what we're going to do is once a month, we're going to have that story published and we're naming it Tales on the Table. And it's going to be these stories. And so just to give you a little preview, next month, the list that I gave Ben to write about is the following. A rebel officer with strict orders. Three rebel veterans with the CMO 93 upgrade, two of the medium blaster troopers, two Tauntaun riders with HQ uplink, an air speeder with outer rim jockey and HQ uplink, and a laser cannon team with HQ uplink. And so that's kind of my Hoth list that I put together.
I mean, it's cool because it's thematic with all the points changes and kind of fit in there.
Yeah.
I'm really
793?
Like, bums me out that it's better. I'd like to see Wedge in the airspeeder,
sure,
over the jockey, but unfortunately the jockey's just better.
Yeah,
right. Like it's a little bit of a bummer because Wedge is like, I know we've groused about this before, but he's like the best pilot in the galaxy,
right?
Sans Darth Vader or
right, so he can just give you a turnaround basically.
Yeah, he gives you an ability that all these other units coming out just get for free now,
right?
Like reposition, right? Like full pivot. Everyone else just gets it, right? So he has to tap to do it. Like it's kind of a. It's a little bit of a bummer, but I mean, Outer Rim Speed Jockey is just better, right? Like, cover right. two, right?
Yeah, and so, anyways.
But it's a good looking list.
That's
very thematic.
I would love to. So, there's a lot going on right now, but like, I would love to, the next couple battle reports we do in the future, I would like to do them like themed.
Okay.
I think that would be fun, where maybe,
yeah.
like, so. We have a battle report that'll be coming out just for our Patreon members this week that'll be available wide probably in another week and a half or 2 weeks afterwards. But we just did a beautiful game on a beautiful table, the Jedha table that I have. And I would love to build some, you know, themed Jedha armies for that.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Like, again... When Cassian or theoretical Cassian
right.
or Jin, Like, yeah. That'd be cool, right? And you can have the tank in the middle and have that, like, ambush scene.
Well, like, and I'm even thinking, so, because there's an AT-ST in that scene as well, like, a little bit later.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Walking down the streets. So, you wouldn't have Krennic or anybody. You would have, like, a generic commander, a bunch of stormtroopers. You wouldn't have Shores. You just have stormtroopers, a tank, and an AT-ST, like, running around. Like, that would be fun.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think, you know, that'd be a lot of, like, those are cool matches to watch.
Yeah.
Our last match was good. I won't spoil the ending. You're going to hear me grouse a lot, though. That's
So we recorded that today. Like I said, that is going to, we actually, in the next few weeks, we'll have a couple battle reports going up. Dash did from Notorious Scoundrels. That one will be a wide release to everyone. The one that Evan and I just recorded, it's going to be a Patreon exclusive for probably a few weeks before we release to the wide audience. And that kind of leads me into, I feel like I'm going to feel like, what you call it here, National Public, NPR, because I'm about to say, this is why you should support the Fifth Trooper podcast. So basically, you know, we have our Patreon, and I don't really push it too much. It's nice to have, and, you know, I think we've been doing well on it. And one of the things that I wanted to bring up is because we just mailed out our, basically every quarter, every 3 months or so, we're doing our rewards for our pledge levels. And we just mailed out our first reward since we started the Patreon. And so we have multiple levels, but the two important levels are really the top level and then the level below it. And so the top level is at $25 level. Basically, what we've decided is that once a year, you're going to get a mat of your choice. So if you are a member for the full year, you'll get one of our mats. And then randomly, we're going to send you other stuff like t-shirts, stuff like that. And then you'll also receive the same gift reward that the $10 level gets. And so for $25 a month, you're supporting us and you're getting all this cool stuff we'll be sending you in the mail. And actually, and then at the $10 level, you get a cool reward once every quarter. And then we have a $5 and a $2 level, which are just, you know, you get your name at the $5 level, you get your name on our website and on the streams and videos that we do. But then also at the $10 level, this quarter, the first quarter that we did this, we actually sent out, it was a deck box. There was a list that we built that we were just talking about that you can go look at on the website under Tales on the Table, and a story that came with the list. But then what we did was we created a booklet for that. So you have a booklet with all that in there inside this deck box. And then we did all art cards for each of the units. So every unit that was in the list, we have an all art card for in that same baseball card style that I did for Northeast Open. So that was at the $10 level. At the $25 level this quarter, they got that deck box, but then they also got a t-shirt, the Debacle t-shirt, which will actually be for sale in the next few weeks. I'm going to put that up on our store for sale, so you can buy Debacle t-shirts as well. And so that's kind of what you're getting on a quarterly basis as a Patreon supporter. But the other thing you're getting as a Patreon supporter is we're hoping to start delivering more Patreon-specific or delayed release of content that Patreon members get early access to. And also, you're helping to support us to do things like that live stream we did at Kappa Cup, right? That was, we were able to do that because of our Patreon supporters. Yep. You know, other things like doing some of these, this new, that you're going to see this new battle report that we're doing here. You know, we could buy some of that equipment because of our Patreon supporters, right? So we're able to do more because of you, the Patreon supporters. And if you're interested, I don't like pushing it too much because I feel like a drug dealer, but if you're interested in supporting us, and like anything will help, but I just wanted to give you kind of a glimpse of what you would get at the higher, you know, higher Patreon levels.
Gotcha.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's, you know, that's that. Thought I'd talk about that. We got the new blog post. For those of you who didn't see, Jetta Journal is now part of the Fifth Trooper Network, which is super cool. And they're contributing posts. So you're going to be seeing from the Fifth Trooper at least one post, blog post a week from now on. That's our goal. And we're hoping to keep up with that. And there's going to be plenty more other content that we have in the works. We have a really cool holiday special. I'm not going to tell you much more than that, but around the Christmas time period, we're going to have something special going on. And, you know, it's just really thanks to listeners like you and your support to help the Fifth Trooper podcast continue our reporting and Legion nonsense. Right, Evan?
Sure it does. I mean, everything we do with it, it's like it helps us get to events. It helps us, like I said, set that table.
Yeah.
More or less it bought all the wood for that table and it bought the camera we put up above it.
Yep.
So we're hoping now that we got the studio set to a good spot, we can start pumping out content on a pretty regular basis. And we're learning as we travel on streaming. We don't need three towers now. We've got it down to a couple, you know, like a laptop and a couple cameras kind of deal.
Yeah.
So we're granted the couple towers was what we had. We didn't have anything else, right?
Right.
And now the Patreon money gets us the smaller equipment, so we can go stream more places. So otherwise, it was like a huge, like, we had to drive to Chicago for Defcon, and that was, we had to take a big van because of all the stuff. And it was a 14-hour drive.
Yeah, for those of you that weren't at Adepticon, we rented a minivan. There's four of us in the minivan. Yeah. And there was probably five to seven totes of just equipment stuff. And gear and cables. And like, because at the time, you know, my
just what we had.
Yeah, my background in marketing, I had done like live streams for events and stuff, for corporate events, and so I just had some of this gear, and it was what I had, and it's high end like TV studio equipment that was a little bit older, you know, and so it was like regular cameras, like, and HDMI cables and all kinds of crazy insane stuff, and like, you know, a video switcher, and like it was overkill. But you know, we put on a good show. Like, people were impressed, you know, because we had all this crazy equipment.
It was insane.
But I'll be honest, for me personally, it was a nightmare.
Oh, dude, even like picking it up, setting it up, tearing it down. So you played, you know, we were there for Legion all day, and then we're leaving the next day. But then we had to take a lot of stuff down to get it out. It was just like, thank God, we got it like smaller. Like we did, I think we did. Kappa Cup was just a tripod and a couple cameras, right?
Yep,
like,
one tripod, two cameras, and a laptop.
Yeah, like
that's, and a headset.
Like, that's so much better. So with that kind of setup, though, we can do more, right? And
right.
We can not have to drive six. Like, it was like a 14-hour drive, man. Like, near hour after hour 10, I don't really remember.
Right. So back. Like, you know, there's a possibility of us streaming LVO. Well, that's possible now because I can pack it all in a backpack and just toss it under my seat. You
yeah,
know, like,
yeah, it's not like this. We wouldn't have to drive out to Vegas,
yeah,
right?
Like, right. Yeah, or even worse, like ship the equipment out there, which in my past life I've had to do for events and stuff, and it's crazy. Like, you never know. I'll tell you this funny story. So years ago, I worked for this company, and I would go do we would go do video recordings of customers, like big customers, like, and like names you would know. And so we would go to like one of their locations, and we would record them like talking about the product and all this stuff. I used to have to take, and so the company I worked for paid for all this, so I didn't care. But like, I had this special big, it was like a 5 foot tall, like, 3 foot square box that I would load all the tripods and equipment into, and it stacked. So then I could like stack, okay, here's the cameras, here's this equipment, here's this. And I would basically, because it was cheaper, I would have to bring it with me on the plane. So I would check it in as luggage, as check-in luggage.
Dude, it's miserable.
Oh my God. And then God forbid it got lost. Like, and it had, like, once it happened where, like, we weren't going to get it for like another day and a half. Oh my God. Like, it was always like,
yeah, it's
nightmare city,
yeah,
you know?
Nightmare fuel.
And granted, the Chicago, the Adepticon trip wasn't that bad, but it was still bad because we had to rent a special vehicle. We had to load it up. I mean, I'm not kidding when I say we brought 7 totes worth of stuff, like big totes.
Yeah.
And it took 4 of us to unload it, and it took how many people to set it up? Like, we had like 6 or 7 people to set this all up. Like, dude, it was wild. And hopefully in the future, because of, like we were saying, the whole reason we're on this topic is because of Patreon subscribers and members and support, we were able to reduce that down to a laptop and a couple cameras.
Yeah, no, it's, you know, we've spent some time on this. We'll move on, but one last thought. It's just, it helps, right? Like,
yeah.
Otherwise, I couldn't go to any of these events, right? Just to,
right.
Just to be there. I just can't afford it otherwise, right? So it helps us get out and, because I like to meet everybody, the listeners. Like, it really... it's a big deal to me when people come up to me and say, hey, I really like your podcast. Like, that's,
yeah,
because mostly we started this as like a book club, right? It was more or less just us talking about Legion and not really thinking it was gonna be a thing, right?
Right. Yeah. And it's interesting because and I don't, you know, I think this is a good thing to talk about, but when you start something like this, you know, when I started the podcast in the early days and then brought Evan on, I don't even remember what it was, a couple months in, month and a half
like
in.
Episode 5 or something.
Yeah. You know, I think I wasn't thinking about it from like a money perspective. I was just like, oh, it'll be fun to talk about Legion on a podcast, right? That'll just be fun. I got the equipment. It'll be fine. We'll be able to do it. But then what happened was, in order to come out and see you guys, in order to be active in the community, in order to be supportive of the community, that requires financial backing, you know? And there isn't really too many avenues in this particular area or audience level where you can make money to kind of support some of those outreach things besides Patreon. You know, we do have YouTube and we do monetize, but I'm going to be honest with you guys. We maybe make 20 or 30 bucks a month on YouTube. Like the monetization on YouTube, like you have to have tens and hundreds of thousands of followers in order for that to like really make you money that makes a difference. Right.
Yeah.
And any money makes a difference really. So, you know, the 20 or 30 bucks we are making on YouTube is great, but it's just, that's not going to support plane tickets to LVO or,
no,
you know.
Yeah.
And so part of the Patreon design was saying, hey, if you guys want to see all these events that you personally can't pay, you know, $500, $600, $700, $800 to travel to, well, if you pay us 25 bucks a month, we'll travel and we'll get it on video for you so that you can enjoy being there without being there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to look
right
at it.
And so that's kind of how that worked. And, you know, we are bringing more content to you guys. And, you know, the goal is to have really the Fifth Trooper to be a source of content for you that you can trust and that you know is consistent and that you know is I guess, true and honest and to the best of our ability, right?
Yep.
And, you know, I want you to be able to go to one place and listen to some podcasts, read some blogs, get some unit analysis, get a story now, you know, build your list because, you know, Legion HQ is part of the family now too. So I'm just trying to make something for everyone to just be able to go to one place to really just get all their Legion needs met. And
sure.
And the Patreon helps us do that and helps, you know, help support the Scoundrels too. It's not just Fifth Trooper podcast, but it's the Scoundrels and making sure that they can get to events that you guys want to meet them at or whatever. You know, there's a lot of things that money can go to help us do.
Sure.
So we appreciate it. I'll get off of that now. I know we talked about that for a little while, but we don't talk about it very much. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention because we are, you know, sending out rewards now and we're going to be providing more content. But yeah. So, Evan.
Yeah.
Let's talk.
Okay.
Let's have a heart to heart here, guy.
Sure. Do it. Sure.
Do you believe your clones will be ready for Adepticon?
No. Oh, wait. What do you mean? Like, painted? Like, I'm like, no, absolutely not.
However you want to take that. Which way do you want to take that, buddy? Let's start with painted. Will your...
My deck sealant?
Will your deck sealant be ready for Adepticon?
Man, what a...
I wonder if they're going to have a three... They may have a three-color minimum. Well,
it's... Okay. I know I've... The live show, you heard me go on my soapbox about how painting, until FFG specifically puts in painting requirements for a tournament, I don't think there should be any.
Yeah.
To block people out. I won't get into that. If you're a painter, that's great. I love it. I love seeing all the stuff on the Legion Facebook painting page. I pretty much go there and I just get to look enviously on about stuff. God, I got to get that deck sealant off. People are like, put a clear coat over it, and then you can paint on that. Part of me was just like, do I just buy four more boxes of clones? Like, it's... painting-wise, maybe. I got to... it's just miserable. My bases are marked, so at least all my units are... They're not all the same. if enough stuff will be out for the clones... I don't know, because the operative Luke and Vader kind of worry me. They're very good.
They should worry you, especially they're Luke.
Very good. And I don't know what else you're going to announce for, was it March?
Yeah.
For Adepticon? I don't know how much the tank's going to be good.
So right now...
The phase twos are going to be good, I don't know.
If you look at Fantasy Flight... If you look at the upcoming, so they're starting, and God knows if they're going to, only the Lord knows if they're going to follow this schedule. But right now, they have, let's see, in stores now, so upcoming, so they're saying Dubacs this week, paint sets next week, who cares? At this point, I mean, they're meant for the core set, the original Civil War core set, so if you're just getting the core set and painting those... Okay, that may be for you, but...
That's fine.
Okay, right. So operative expansion, December for Luke, December for the bunker, that doesn't matter to anything, December for Vader, February for B2s, December for upgrade expansions.
Yeah, December for
December R2-D2. For the R2-D2 C-3PO, that'll be good for your clones.
Yeah.
Maybe.
February for the tank.
February for the tank. If that's not in early February, they may not be legal for Adepticon.
Yeah, and phase twos are February. Man.
Dude, there's no way that's all coming out in February.
It's just like waiting till February and dropping all those units.
You might get your phase one trooper expansion here in December. Maybe.
So. I need it. Maybe. Like, it's really... you know, like with going against these
February.
That's so you get a whole like.
Remember at Gen Con when they said it was going to be January?
Yeah. the problem for me is you just won't have time to get the reps in because this is going to be Worlds. This isn't like a local tournament, like a local just store kit that you can play. So, man, like that's a real bummer that I've got to go. I got to go to what? So it's not even December yet, so I gotta go 2 more months before I see a new unit expansion. Not just the add-on to the phase one.
Right.
Like a whole new
like right, unit. Not the upgrades.
And that's not that's really sad. Yeah. That's kind of like that took a lot of wind out of my sails. I mean, R2-D2 and C-3PO are good and I'll probably find a home for them somewhere. Maybe drop a heavy weapon or something and yeah. I'll figure it out. Like I'll find room.
It's just, yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking like, okay, let's say you're probably looking at a bi-weekly approach to release in February. So you'll look at like early February this, but when have they ever dropped more than one thing in a month? Like it seems to be one thing a month. And okay, let's say you get either the tank or the phase two.
Yeah.
Okay. If you only get one or the other, are they going to make a difference in Worlds?
Man, phase two is really hoping for January on
those. Can you even fit a tank? in a clone list.
You got to drop Obi. You pretty much trade Obi for the tank.
Right.
And I don't know if that's necessarily bad because the tank can be a leader. With one of the cards they've shown can kind of be a leader, which is cool. It's just like they released the August 1st was when they released the article for this. GW, man, God. 2 weeks ahead of time, article, unit release, done. It's just so far away. Yeah, the I know one of the pilots, oh, she's just inspired too. Never mind, she doesn't give a courage. I can't tell with that.
Oh, right. She's a Jedi?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's a waste of a Jedi.
Field commander, she can do something. The text is real small to see, but
yeah.
I thought people were speculating that she might be able to share a courage value or something, like do something, right? Instead of just be a enhance.
Whoa, where's this? Oh, yeah,
inspire to
after a friendly something command card is played. You may be something as commander.
Oh, you may be treated as commander.
Yeah.
All right, that's okay. that's all right, I guess.
All right.
Oh, I don't know, man.
It's got a lot of weapon upgrades. Holy crap.
Yeah, well, see that cycle keyword?
Yeah.
People are speculating what that does.
Is it Thursday? There's an FFG live. I heard that they may have some new stuff in that. So this may be one of those things show.
We've been waiting on this tank for half a year.
Dude, I know.
It's crazy. Like over half a year for this one vehicle. And it kills me when the OG core set came out. They got you got the AT-ST, the airspeeder, both your supports, and so. I don't know, man.
Yeah, it's, dude, you're looking at 170. Just yeah, to
you
start.
You just drop Obi and you go 170 and you got 30 over a little over 30 points to just fill them out with just good stuff. Like I'm sure a gun's
two
gonna
red
be that
two
much.
Black two white at range 4 critical 1 impact 2 fixed front. Nobody cares about impact right now.
Yeah,
weak point rear and side.
Yeah, it's got outmaneuver, so it can spend dodges to cancel crits. That's good. Being able to strafe is good.
Armor, dead armor.
Armor.
Arsenal 2. Yeah. Okay.
It's actually, I think, fine. Because it's got the AT-ST cannon, right? So you just take the AT-ST cannon.
Right.
And you take away the kicking ability, but you give it better mobility. There's Plo Koon. He's going to be in it. I mean, that looks like Plo Koon, but I don't.
There's a lot of wasted talent.
Yeah,
for
named
pilots.
Jedis, right? Yeah. I really wanted to make an X-Wing. There's a list called Plo's Bros. And so I really wanted to do that because Plo Koon in the show, he's like, you know, those two clones, like, why do you care so much? He's like, well, I care because you're people, right? Like, he had like a moment where he really cares about the troops.
Yeah.
So I hope his ability reflects that. Like, hey, I really, like, you know, like you take Anakin, who, like, in the movies, he cared like once. Right. Or even in the show, he's like they're trying to follow him. He's doing all these crazy, you know, maneuvers and they're in like these flipping Y-wings and they just can't keep up.
Yeah.
And Ahsoka's got to be like, hey, you know, you can get through this because you're in a Jedi starfighter and you're a Jedi. But these guys are getting murdered because they're just too slow.
Right. Right.
So to have like your unit leaders care having abilities like that would be cool. Right. That's like Obi-Wan. Yep. Right. Like he cares. Yep. Like that's this whole thing.
Man, I really think the Trade Federation tank is better.
Oh, jeez. I mean, base stat gets to fire twice.
Yeah.
Like, fire twice with 4 red, critical 2, high velocity, can't use dodge, impact 1, so you can just, like, maybe 1-shot a Jedi, like, 2-shot a Jedi. Like, that's pretty good. I have to say, I think it is, too. Until the rest of the cards are shown, maybe those two, if that is Plo Koon, it looked like him. If Plo Koon or the other pilot maybe really do something with a gun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's kind of bummed me out because I had, like, an upswing after the event. I'm like, wow, okay, clones can do it. Like, it's not just this complete shutout like every other game I've had. It was just, like, this miserable beatdown.
Right.
And then, like, to see all these, like, the new Vader and Luke come out and think, man, those are really good with really good cards. Like, you serve your master well. Like, you know, Dash brought it up on Scoundrels. He's like, that card's insane.
Right.
And I tend to agree with him. But to not get anything new until, like, really new until February is, like, we haven't seen all of R2-D2's cards. Maybe that'll change my mind. But unfortunately, with clones, you really can't drop anything. Like, yeah. There's not a cheap, you can't take, like, a sniper. Right, well, like an Empire, you could take like a 44-point unit to fit
right.
another guy, and there's nobody cheap like that. And just taking a base guy kind of stinks. Yeah, his Luke's cards are just even. I am a Jedi. Holy cow, that's good.
Yeah,
they're all good. All those cards are so good.
Yeah, I mean it's crazy, and I'm just interested to see. I think. I'm sure there'll be some crazy guy who maybe you, maybe somebody else. Who brings clones and or droids and does well with them at yeah. Adepticon, right? Yeah. Maybe. I'm sure there'll be some one or two that'll be in the top. Some of the top.
Yeah.
But I'm just worried. I'm not worried. I think you got another year until they're viable.
Oh, for real. Like, yeah. I mean, look at... There's so many options, right? You can build the other two. I mean, it's... I'm kind of griping about it, about a unit, a faction just came out. But they're in the same. They don't have their own like special league, right? Like, right. Oh, it just clones and you know, CIS get to play in this league and everybody else. So when I get put down in front of an army, you've got everything, right? Like,
right.
You know what feels bad against clones? Armor. Right now, right. I really have. Hopefully, Obi gets to it. My buddy Jeff, who just started with clones, he didn't really. Care about Legion until the clones came out, so he started playing, and one of their guys there plays an airspeeder and a couple AT-RTs. He's like, the airspeeder is the best unit in the game. Holy cow, I can't like I can't kill this thing. You know, it's really funny because he's like,
right,
that thing's insane, what a like broken ship, I can't ever get a damage on this thing. And you know, I'm laughing because I'm like, yo, that thing used to be the biggest joke. And he's like, oh right. it's not a joke, man, like I can't, it's
right.
immune to melee, so unless I have saber throw and Obi, I can't hit it, and that's my only anti-vehicle. And I didn't really think about that
right.
until he said that. I'm like, oh, man. Because you're just hoping that DC 15 gets a critical one. And because it has cover two, probably. Right?
Right,
like, you
yeah.
got to roll, like,
So, something I really want to do, and maybe for the listeners, if you guys want to send us ideas, we're going to start doing these battle reports. I'd love to start doing, like, maybe units that don't see the light of day, like the airspeeder sure. and stuff, and just start playing. And so, you know, email us or write us at Facebook. Email us contact@thefifthtrooper .com or email us at or message us on Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Let us know if there's any units you want to see on the table. And then also the last thing I just wanted to touch on. So we got all your submissions for the encounter deck.
Yep.
We're collecting those. We're putting them in a document. We're going to go through yep. them. I believe we may end up debuting it at LVO.
Okay.
So so that's exciting. And then we'll have it for sale for people. For those of you whose name gets in it, we will email you and let you know that your name's in it. We've had some offers for translation already, so we'll be translating it into multiple languages. And I promise everyone internationally, it'll be available for you for shipping on the cheap because it's going to be light. It's easy to ship light things than it is heavy things internationally. So it'll be available to everyone. We're working on it. We will post updates as that comes or talk about it on the cast as we get updates. But right now we're just, we're finalizing collecting all the events, and then we're going to put it in doc and kind of run through them and see what's there.
No, yeah, I collected them all. I'll go back one more sweep, make sure I got them all. And most of them are like, honestly, there only was a couple overlap ideas.
Yeah.
Most of them are pretty like pretty original.
Yeah. From what I was seeing, it's almost like we may have to break them into a couple different groupings because I saw a whole bunch that were they were the battlefield, setting up the battlefield type events, and then some were like anytime events. So we're probably gonna have to separate those out.
You can make a couple decks. Yeah. I mean, just change card back.
Yep, that's exactly what I was thinking. So that's that. Anything else, Evan?
Let's see. We nothing new. Dubacks coming out this month, but
It should be Friday.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's not new, right? Like it's new, but it's not.
Yep.
So we don't really have any new stuff to talk about. They haven't dropped a Legion article in a while.
Nope.
It's mostly just been our Epic and Armada. Well, honestly, anybody who plays Armada, your time's finally finally coming around.
Yeah, they're starting to take that game serious.
I will not complain about Armada article because I know there's a lot of, like, anytime I go to like Adepticon last year, the tables of people playing Armada.
Right.
You are dedicated, man. Yeah. Like, I will owe it mad respect for people who still go to these events and play Armada.
Yep.
So I will never complain about Armada article just because they got one a year and a half without one before the Superstar Destroyer. But no, I think it's been, Hood of Goblin, if you're in Canada and Ontario region, check them out. That was a lot of fun. I'm hoping to actually go see their store at some point, and hopefully their next event will be in the store. And I will have to send out Possum Scouts.
Of course, that's what happened.
That's the only reason I want them. Like, go, my minions, French fries for all.
A little raccoon set his scouts ahead of time. Oh, my God.
Table 1 in 5 are good, eh? All right.
But. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening. Join us next week and, you know, play some Dewbacks.
Play some Dewbacks. Play those new Dewbacks.
I think they're really, really good. Evan brought it up, and I agree with him. I think they're really, really good. I got a game in with them today, and I like them.
They're good.
Yep.
They're what I thought they'd be, right?
Yep. You
just move, spur, shoot. Right, recover, get 3 actions a turn.
Yep.
That's pretty okay.
Yeah. Yep. So get them on the table. And if you're not a Patreon member, but you want to be, go ahead and sign up and you'll see us play them this week. And also, I should have a blog article out myself this week where I talk about Dewbacks. So look for that as well.
All right.
All right, everybody. Have a good week.
Everyone, stay rad.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.